Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm calling to find out if your restaurant can accommodate a group of 60 people. My company gives out awards every year, and I'm in charge of organizing the event.
I don't know whether our chef would be comfortable handling such a large group at once. I'll talk to him and see what he thinks.
All right. Here is my phone number, 501-245-8792. And could you call me back after lunchtime? I have a client meeting this morning.
Sure. Thanks for considering us.
Number 32. What event is the woman organizing? Number 33. What does the man plan to do? Number 34. What will the woman do this morning? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation. Excuse me, does your theater have a lost and found box?
I'm sorry, we don't, but there might be something that I can help.
Well, I got out of the Scott Vago film about half an hour ago, but I realized I don't have my sweater with me. I don't know where it is, but I think I must have left it on my seat.
If you show me your ticket, I can see where you were sitting and go check around that area. I think our crew is still tidying there.
Number 35. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 36. What problem does the man mention? Number 37. What is the man asked to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Good morning, Reggie. It's great to see you again, and I'm pleased to officially welcome you to Tennyson Real Estate. We're excited for you to be joining our team.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be working here.
That's wonderful. Let me introduce you to Joshua. He has a lot of experience, so we have him train all new staff members. Joshua, this is Reggie.
Nice to meet you. To start out, we'll go through the photo gallery of the properties we have available now. That'll give you a general feel for our target clients. Number 38. What kind of business does the woman work for? Number 39. Who most likely is Reggie? Number 40. What will the men most likely do next? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation. You've reached Elite Accessories. This is Fabian. How may I help you?
Hello. I ordered a set of luggage by rush delivery yesterday. It was supposed to be delivered this morning, but now it's 4 o'clock and I still don't have my items.
I apologize for the inconvenience, ma'am. A few of our drivers are absent today. The others are still out on their routes.
Well, can you guarantee that I'll get my items today? I'm leaving for a vacation tomorrow, so I need those bags.
If you tell me your order number, I'll check the status right away. Number 41. What most likely is the man's job? Number 42. Why does the man say, "A few of our drivers are absent today"? Number 43. What does the woman plan to do tomorrow? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Good morning and welcome to Pro Print Shop.
Hello. I noticed this morning that there's a problem with one of the custom banners you printed.
Is that the banner there?
Yes, I brought it with me. As you can see, the corner is badly torn. My company is relocating to a store downtown next week, so we had these banners printed. I'd like to get a refund on this one.
Our business doesn't usually permit refunds on custom items, but let me talk to my manager. Mr. Curtis, according to our store policy, can customers return custom items if they're damaged?
Yes, Eric. That's because the problem was caused by us. Number 44. Where are the speakers? Number 45. What will the woman's company do next week? Number 46. Why does Eric talk to his manager? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
After 3 years in business, the office software produced by our company is finally starting to build a solid reputation. I think it's the perfect time to start selling it in other countries.
That would be a great way to increase our customer base. We'd have to have some of the instructions and prompts translated into other languages, though.
There's a place called A to Z Translation, which provided services for my former company. I still have their business card.
Great. If you give that to me, I'll call them today. Number 47. What does the speaker's company produce? Number 48. What does the woman propose doing? Number 49. What does the man agree to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is Shane Gilbert from Pipestone Inc. We hired your company to do some renovations in our employee lounge. We're happy with the finished look, but the crew left behind a bunch of building materials.
Oh, since you paid for them, those are yours to keep. A lot of customers like to hold on to the leftovers for future projects.
Well, we won't do renovations again for a long time.
I see. In that case, I'll have one of my crew members stop by your office to pick them up.
Number 50. What does the man tell the woman about? Number 51. What does the man suggest when he says,
"We won't do renovations again for a long time"?
Number 52. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Thank you for calling Eastland Cleaning.
Hello. Our company moved into our current building last year, and our rugs and carpets are starting to look soiled and stained. Your company can take care of cleaning them, right?
Yes. We can send a team with steam cleaning equipment.
Great. But, are the chemicals you use bad for people's health?
Not at all. Everything we use is non-toxic.
I'm glad to hear that. And how regularly do your crews visit a site?
It depends on your needs. You can select to have it done weekly, monthly, or less often than that.
I guess we'd need it once every quarter. Number 53. Why is the man calling? Number 54. What does the man express concern about? Number 55. How often does the man need a service performed? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Kenny, I was walking by a newsstand today and I saw that we've been featured in Nature Made magazine. There was a picture of our park project on the cover.
That's fantastic. I knew that several reporters took photos throughout the event. It's great to get so much coverage of our charity's efforts.
Exactly. Now that all of the trash and debris from the storm has been removed from the park, it's a lot more enjoyable to spend time there.
Right. Our team has been working hard, so I think they'd really appreciate knowing about this positive news story. I'd like you to announce it at today's meeting.
Number 56. Where do the speakers work? Number 57. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 58. What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Vernon. I was really impressed with the talk you gave at the staff meeting about the National Manufacturing Conference that will be held next month.
Thanks. Are you thinking about going to the event? I think it would be good both to our company and you.
I'd love to go, but since it's held on a weekday, I'm concerned about taking time off. Do I have to use one of my vacation days?
No, because it's business related. But you will need a special form that your manager must sign. You should grab one from the HR office. Number 59. What type of event will take place next month? Number 60. What does the woman ask the man about? Number 61. What does the man suggest doing? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and price list.
Hello, I would like one ticket to the museum, please.
The general admission ticket allows you to see our permanent collection. We have a variety of other activities as well, outlined here in this pamphlet. The photography exhibit is very popular.
Actually, this workshop looks interesting. I think I'll try that.
All right. The next one starts at 1 o'clock. And if you plan to have lunch at our cafe, you'd better go now. It takes a long time to get served because of the high demand.
If I'm a museum member, I can get a discount at the cafe, right?
Yes, but you'll need to show your card.
No problem. I have it with me.
Number 62. Look at the graphic. How much will the man pay in addition to the general admission fee? Number 63. What does the woman mention about the cafe? Number 64. What does the woman tell the man he will need? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and weather forecast.
I think we're going to have a great turnout for the baseball tournament this week.
I was worried that it was going to rain, but it looks like it'll be fine.
Right. I was just checking the forecast. It's going to be cool earlier in the week, but look at the event day. 24 degrees and sunny.
You know, with the nice weather, we might need more drinks for the concession stand.
Good point. I'll call the grocery store to increase the size of our order.
Number 65. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 66. Look at the graphic. On which day will an event take place? Number 67. What does the woman plan to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and floor plan.
Thank you for visiting Iverson Appliances. Can I help you find anything?
Actually, yes. I saw an advertisement for a high-speed blender from GC Tech that I'm interested in buying. Do you have that in stock?
Yes, we do. It's located in the small appliances section. If you look to your right, you'll see a big sign there toward the back of the store. That's where you need to go.
Oh, I see it. Thanks. And do you know how long the warranty for that product lasts?
I'm not familiar with that product line, but I'm sure one of the employees in that section would be able to answer your question.
Number 68. Why did the woman visit the business? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Where is the woman told to go? Number 70. What does the woman inquire about?